Solar power is one of the most cost-effective and least polluting forms of energy generation. But critics of solar say it will not provide a considerable proportion of the nation's energy because it's an intermittent source of energy. But today at USF St. Petersburg, Progress Energy unveiled two prototypes of what they call SEEDS, Sustainable Electric Energy Delivery System, that will store electricity generated from photovoltaic, or PV, solar panels until it's needed. PV panels can only capture sunlight during the day, and they don't operate at full capacity on overcast days. But demand for energy occurs all the time, and energy demand often peaks at times of day when the sun is not directly overhead. John Masiello is director of demand side management and alternative energy programs at Progress Energy. He said that these oversized batteries are an efficient way to store energy, which is a key to making PV or wind viable energy sources.
When we have production going on from a distributed resource, we can store that battery, we can store that power, so that we can then provide that power during peak time.
Masiello says he uses a much smaller battery in his plug-in hybrid vehicle. Each night, he plugs in the vehicle and charges the battery with about 5 kilowatt hours of energy at the off-peak cost of 55 cents, and it's able to travel 30 miles the next day on that charge. Alex Domijan is a professor and the executive director of the Office of Research and Planning at the USF College of Engineering. The country currently uses about 750 gigawatts of energy, but that will increase 3 to 4 times over the next several years, according to Domijan. He said that one of the most important challenges of the age is our energy future, and it could be met by this energy storage and delivery system.
It is one of the few things we cannot live without, and it's actually one of the few things we go to war on. Our nation's first sustainable electric energy delivery system, developed by Progress Energy and the University of South Florida, will be unveiled and energized today, and is the beginning of what we hope will be a bright energy future.
Jeff Lyash, who is the CEO and president of Progress Energy Florida, said that no energy technology is perfect and that in order to solve the country's energy needs, all sources must be considered.
Each of the things that we must focus on has issues. Nuclear power. We must close the fuel cycle and implement technology to safely dispose of the residual waste. Coal. We must focus on developing carbon capture and disposal technologies. Natural gas. We've got to expand the supply and the distribution network so that we can protect ourselves against high prices and security risks. Wind and solar, incredible resources, available on average less than 20% of the time.
But the SEEDS energy delivery system could solve the problem of intermittent power. The PV panels collect sunlight and convert it into electricity, which charges the energy storage system. It's about 2 meters tall and about 4 meters wide. The energy is stored in an electrolyte solution containing the metal vanadium in two tanks. One contains positively charged vanadium ions, the other contains excess electrons and negative vanadium ions. Electrodes collect the energy to be stored or delivered to appliances or the power grid. One energy delivery system is on the USF St. Pete campus, the other is nearby at Albert Witted Park, and the solar energy captured during the day will be used to power lights at the park at night. St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker said that having alternatives to fossil fuels is important for 3 reasons.
It's absolutely imperative, number 1, for the national security of our country. A second reason why it's important for us to do this is it's better for the environment. You know, how can anybody argue that more greenhouse gases is better than less greenhouse gases? And thirdly, and I think this is a point that's often missed, but our governor has honed in on it, and I'm proud to be his friend, and that's that I believe that the economy of the next 50 years, one of the main driving forces is going to be the alternative energy industry in our country.
Despite innovations in clean, renewable energies, conservation, coal, and nuclear power will still have to be important, according to Chris Delia, who is a professor of environmental science and policy at USF St. Pete and their interim vice chancellor for academic affairs.
We've got to diversify alternative energy sources, such as Project SEEDS, are going to be critical for the future. Coal and nuclear, although they have environmental challenges associated with them, are going to be increasingly important relative to oil. Conservation is going to be critical. We need to get greater efficiency out of our energy production, delivery, and use systems.
An energy storage and delivery system is essential for what is known as a smart grid. Batteries collect and store energy generated by PV or wind or other distributive generation sources, and the energy is released to the other users in the grid when needed. It can reduce the time of power outage because power can be rerouted easily. Kathy Harrelson is the Coastal Task Force Chair of the Suncoast Sierra Club and is their former chair. She said she likes the idea of decentralizing the power grid.
I would like to have heard the word conservation mentioned a few more times this morning, but because I think that's where we do get more bang for our buck than perhaps what they're even including in their future models. So as far as certainly nuclear is concerned, I really think we need to see where the numbers are coming from that's causing them to say that they need this plant. Coal is certainly needs... It's available, but it's such a dirty technology right now that it's just creating more problems, you know, than it's solving.
Just before the SEED's energy system was unveiled, Governor Charlie Crist participated in a discussion on the future of Florida's power sources. Last summer, Crist held the first annual climate change summit, which resulted in several executive orders outlining initiatives the state will take to reduce global warming pollution. Crist said that this spring, the legislature began putting those initiatives into law.
We have to be vigilant, in my humble opinion, to continue to focus on this important issue. One of the things that I was very pleased about in this legislation that we passed this year is what I call 10 by 10, that we would move to greater ethanol development, and not necessarily by corn, but rather by sugar. And in the legislation, it talks about 10% of Florida's total fuel will be utilized with ethanol by 2010. That's where 10 by 10 comes in.
You can learn more about the SEEDS program by visiting pcue.eng.usf.edu. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.